Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
The summer economic statement has been published a short time ago, and the minister there outlining the parameters for spending. 6.7 billion euro is the allocation for budget 2023. Now, Peter Burke, Minister of State for Local Government and Planning, and Fine Gael TD for Longford Westmeath, joins me now. You're very welcome, Minister, to the programme. Let's keep this really simple, first of all. Who are you aiming to help with this 6.7 billion euro package?
Well, the aim of government, Cormac, is always to assist the most vulnerable. Obviously, I think we're all in agreement that a government can't cushion every single individual from every blow that the cost of living presents. But we have to do, and our overriding priority always is to protect the most vulnerable in society, those who are at most risk in terms of the increased energy costs, and those families that have huge, huge challenges in terms of making weekly decisions now because of the increase in prices that they're facing.
Okay,
so that's obviously the objective.
Okay, and give me the top three ticket items then on how you mean to do that.
Well, continuing on the trajectory that we are, obviously fuel allowance is very targeted. We saw over the last term that we increased it by over 55%, and that obviously gave those who are most vulnerable to energy increases the best possible chance to try and cushion some of that blow. Also, you can see in different areas in terms of the continuation of the reduction in excise on fuel and reduction to 9% VAT as well. And while people, I fully understand, would be screaming at the radio looking at over 2 euro a litre in terms of increases still pertaining at the moment, if they had not been attached, yeah, it would be
so,
a lot
so
more.
Are you talking about further decreases in excise and fuel there?
No,
let's talk about new stuff that's being discussed and agreed
well, that's
today.
Currently still being the case. So I think
just to be clear, and I know a 2.4 billion euro package has already been announced and is being implemented. But today we're talking about the summer economic statement and further measures, okay? So further measures, just to be clear. So talk to me about the three top ticket items that is being discussed today in terms of further help that people need.
And I just want to point out that that's a continuing measure, Cormac, because people...
No, I know that, but that was previously announced. Don't talk to me about continuing measures. Please talk to me about stuff that is absolutely new.
Yes, stuff that we're working on. Obviously, the fuel allowance would be critical. Second is to continue in terms of trying to increase the further education supports. So obviously, those still have to kick in for the forthcoming year, and the government would be acutely trying to work further and trying to reduce further education costs. Childcare, another massive issue. We obviously have that €1,000 to kick in from September, but we will work further in terms of this budget to have a very significant childcare package. And also in terms of the burden of taxation, we know in terms of the pay agreement is currently underway, the negotiations for it, and also in the private sector. But the average wage in this country, around 40,000, you're obviously hitting 52% of tax. And we've increased the budget to work with to reduce the burden and threshold of those increases being lost.
So can I ask you, in broad brushstrokes, Minister, we spoke with Piers Doherty just before 6 o'clock, and he said that the €6.7 billion package, and I'm paraphrasing, but that's the overall package, that's for 2023. For the rest of 2022, what is announced or what's available is €400 million to help people. Is that right?
That's not fully the case, because some of the measures in the 2.4 billion committed have not happened yet. So as I said, some of them are just kicking in as we speak in terms of, and we have to realise this.
Okay, like, so yet again, I just, if you don't mind, let's stick to the new measures or the new information that we have today. We know about the €2.4 billion, and we know that some of that hasn't kicked in yet.
Absolutely.
But what is from what we know? Yeah, and we have discussed that exhaustively in this program today. But yet, people say we need more help, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. Is there only €400 million extra based on today's figures for 2022?
Well, currently, on top of the additional continuing efforts, €400 million is marked out in this statement. And what they will be doing is, as they progress over the next few weeks, the government will have to assess where best to spend that in terms of protecting the most vulnerable. And obviously, that €2.4 billion will be central to that, because we're still benefiting from the reduction in public transport. Obviously, further education in terms of the SUSE grant parameters have changed. That will obviously be assistance to people and childcare as well coming into the winter months again.
The opposition is saying as well that inflation isn't noted in this document as well. So any projections in terms of help for social protection or pensioners one could well be, in the words of Simon Coveney, eaten up. So that 400 million could be eaten up quite a bit in the rest of 2022.
That's the judgment government will have to make on Budget Day in terms of when the new changes will kick in and if changes have to be made to the parameters, because this is very difficult in terms of to predict the trajectory of inflation. It's going up more than we could ever imagine at this stage, but we have to try and ensure that, one, we're not following that down to a road of unsustainability, because, Cormac, when opposition parties point out day after day that we should be doing more and issue more press releases, we have to be reflective that we have a quarter of a trillion euro and more in debt in this country now. We see interest rates increasing, and we see some members of the Eurozone getting difficulty in terms of funding in the bond market.
But we also have one in three people experiencing energy poverty. I mean, what are you doing now to help them?
Well, when we have the
new measures
problem, when we have the acutest problem will be as we go into the winter months. Obviously, fuel isn't the challenge that is now in terms of heating your home, as it will be.
I beg to differ with respect. I beg to differ, because organisations like St Vincent de Paul, like Barnardo's, like Focus Ireland, they're telling us that people are suffering with the essentials right now. So what further measures will kick in immediately?
We'll have further measures on Budget Day, but from now until Budget Day, there's no current planned additional action. Because essentially, the benefits that you have from the reduced VAT rate, which when you go and order oil now and order fuel, you are benefiting from a reduction to 9%. When you tomorrow go and order those fuels, you're benefiting from excise reductions, and you're also benefiting from the reduction in taxation. But government can't do more every single week. We've acted in every single month of March, April and May, but we can't just make new measures every single month. We have to make it where it will have the biggest impact across all families, and the most vulnerable will be protected as best we can. And we will do that on Budget Day. But I would point out, you know, judge us on our evidence. And you can see that in terms of the 55% increase in the fuel allowance, we went after the most vulnerable, trying to protect them as best we could.
Okay. Judge us on our evidence, says Minister Peter Burke. Minister, thank you very much indeed. People can text us to 51551.